Congratulations.
The Morrigan's voice croaked in my head. That was new. Neither she nor any of the Tua de Danann had demonstrated the ability to communicate telepathically with humans before. What had changed?
You have survived your own death, she continued. 5 Thunder Gods will spread news of your demise throughout the world's pantheons, and you will finally be free to live a boring life.
Could she hear my thoughts in return? Sold. I'll take it, I said, in the same way I would have spoken to Oberon. Boredom sounds great right now. Apparently, she could hear me just fine. The Morrigan waved the tip of Froggaraw around at the chopped pieces of faux Atticus.
Are you sure this native god will rise again?
Positive, I affirmed. You can't kill Coyote. Well, you can, obviously, but he just keeps coming back. That was the heart of the plan I'd made with Coyote. He'd assume my shape, die in my place, and I'd do him a favor on the reservation. A pretty big favor.
This mangled flesh will reform?
The Morrigan asked. Nope. Coyote's magic, like our shapeshifting, tends to ignore the law of conservation of mass.
All the old ways do.
Yep, he'll respawn in a completely new body and have a brand new set of clothes to boot. I don't know how he does it. Maybe he has a warehouse full of spare brains and body parts down in First World and a wholesale deal with Levi's. There were many versions of Coyote running around North America, but this particular iteration of the Navajo tribes was one of the oldest and most powerful.
Beware Sheehan,
the Morrigan said, calling me by my Irish name as always.
Trickster gods are not usually so helpful. There will be a price to pay for this service he's done you.
Oh, I'm well aware, but Coyote and I arranged it all beforehand.
No, I mean there will be something else,
she said. I doubt it. I was very careful in our negotiation to specify the limitations of my service.
That may be so, Sheehan. All I am saying is that tricksters have a way of working around deals. Be on your guard.
I will. Thank you for playing your part. Through my binoculars, I saw the Morrigan give a half shrug in the rain.
It was amusing. More amusing still will be bringing the news to Briet.
She may be delighted to hear of my death, I pointed out. She was less than pleased when I refused to become her consort. A rich, throaty laugh bubbled out of the Morrigan.
Yes, I remember.
What will you do with Froggaraw? I asked.
I will return it to Manannan MacLear. He will be surprised, I think, and then he will spend a year reminiscing about the elder days when we forged such things.
Any chance I could get it back after that?
None,
the Morrigan said, her tone firm.
Even the tiny brains of the Thunder Gods would figure that one out. No, you must give it up to secure your safety. And you still have the other.
Yes, that's true, I said. Moralta, the Great Fury, couldn't cut through armor and shields, but it killed with a single blow. I had watched it work its magic on Thor. Still, it wasn't as sweet as Froggaraw. I would miss that sword. But the Morrigan was right. Giving it up was the only way to convince people I was truly gone.